The marigold is a little flower with a big history. Its name is a contraction of Mary's gold and is a reference to Christianity's Virgin Mary. It has been associated with death and the dead in Mexico and is prominent in Dia de los Muertos celebrations. We have a little basket up here of circles of paper. If there are any volunteers who would like to come up or would be willing to come up to pass them out, we'd love that. And you'll come down the center aisle and let them pass down the aisles. Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, come on up. We have a lot of baskets. Yeah. Actually, I'll talk over it. So when you get your circles, you can make your very own marigold. And the way it works, you take your circle and you rip from the outside towards the center. Not all the way, but towards the center. Like this. And you can't do it wrong. And you don't have to do it right now. You can do this during the service when you are so moved. And then you fold those torn parts up, and you have your little marigold. And a little later in the service, when we build our ancestors' altar, everyone will have a chance to bring forward their marigold and place it on the altar as a memorial. So, our culture doesn't pay a lot of attention to the dead. In fact, we seem to do all that we can to keep death and the idea of death and anything that even remotely reminds us of death at bay. This isn't true in other parts of the world. In the words of a powerful poem by the Senegalese poet Birago Diop, which we'll hear set to music a little later in the service, arranged by our own Scott DeVoe, "Those who have died have never, never left. The dead have a pact with the living." And so it is believed. In culture after culture, it is believed that the dead remain connected to the living, not as scary ghosts, but as wise counselors and guides and sources of strength and courage. Some believe that these ancestors retain all of the qualities they had in life, for good or ill. Others believe that when they shuffle off this mortal coil, they grow beyond who they were, which is good news for people whose ancestors were less than savory. Even if only in our memory, I often say at memorial services, even if only in our memory, the dead live on. So this morning, in the time of Samhain, All Saints' Days, All Souls' Day, Dia de los Muertos, and of course, Halloween, this time when we say that the veil between the living and the dead is at its thinnest, it could be a good time to ask ourselves what wisdom our ancestors might have for us, what courage we might draw from them, what comfort they might offer. Ancestors need not be blood related, of course, just as families need not be. So what would it mean to recognize, to claim, to honor ancestors of heritage or choice, and to be open to what they have to say? I think they would call us to live lives worthy of being remembered. I think they would call us to lives that make this world a better place. I think they would call us to live lives that we and those who come after us would be proud of. I think they would call us to remember and live out from their best of their examples. I think they would call us to love and to justice and to truly be alive in our time here on earth. I think they would call us to make a difference. What are your ancestors calling you to? Who might those ancestors be? This is a good time to ponder that.